Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in art, entertainment, publishing, and community. And before we begin with our wonderful, awesome, and hilarious New York Times bestselling author, Jen Mann, I want to thank everyone who shared the information about Light Camera Action. We had a blast this weekend, and we enjoyed ourselves tremendously. I want to thank everybody who traveled from near and far to come and join us for Girls Night Out. I want to thank the people who were able to attend the Light Camera Action Arts Fest. We literally shut the library down. We couldn't have anyone else in the venue because it would have been a fire violation. So the fire marshal said no. So I think that we really reached our summit. I'm already in the midst of planning for next year. Next year we will be at a hotel because the event is getting too huge to serve two venues. I'm already in the midst, and you get ready for some bad time stories that evening, a lovely tea party sponsored by Deborah Mello and her diamonds. And, of course, we're going to have girls' night out, more music, more painting, more games, more fun, more surprises. So stay tuned. If you're on my mailing list, you will be getting information about registration, hotel costs, which are very cheap, $99, and a buffet breakfast from DoubleTree Hilton for both days. So get ready, share the information, because first come, first serve. Registration was sold out for Girls Night Out for this year, and I expect the same for next year. So first come, first serve. I want to thank all my wonderful sponsors, RT Convention, RT Magazine, Kim Lawson Roby, Cheryl Lister, Sharon Lucas, Marissa Monte, Avon, and the list goes on. Oh, Brenda Jackson, how can I forget, who donated her DVDs to everyone, Iris Bowling, and all my other wonderful sponsors who made sure, Andy Daniels, Delaney Diamond. You know, I'm getting old, I'm literally writing this stuff down. But who made the swag bag swagalicious, and look forward to more excitement next year. Now, we have with us a young lady who is known for her humor, her satire, her wit, and I just told her she could be on Netflix because this chick is funny. So welcome to Read You Later, Jane Mann. Welcome to Read You Later.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
We are excited. Now, I was telling her earlier, that throat punchline, I was going to use it today, and I didn't want anyone to go back to my administration or central office and say, well, sure, I want to punch somebody to throw. Well, sure, I want to punch somebody to throw. But I'm sure we all had moments that we have visualized. Not that we would react on it, but we're visualized maybe having that ultimate confrontation where we are the successor. So you have really hit on something that all of us have thought about, perhaps some have acted upon in our lives. So what gave you the idea of having this wonderful blog and this wonderful book dealing with this title? Because I just think the title itself is hilarious.
Well, thank you. You know, it's one of those things, you either love it or hate it. You know instantly if you're going to like me or not. If you laugh at the title, then you're my people. If you say, oh, that sounds violent, then you can keep moving because we're probably not going to be friends. So it's a really good way to weed people out. I started out as a blogger. I started blogging in 2011. I was working from home with my husband, and I had two small kids, a four-year-old and a six-year-old, and I was just sort of feeling, you know, that pressure of everybody wanting me to do everything for them, take care of them. And so I was pretty frustrated, and my husband asked me to start a blog. And so I started this blog, and I said, I don't know what I would call it. And he said, oh, that's easy. It's people I punch in the throat, because you say it all the time. And so that's what I did. And I started this blog, and a few months, I started in the spring of 2000, 2011, and in December of 2012, it went viral, and I wrote a post about the Elf on the Shelf that went viral, and I found my audience sort of overnight, and after that, I started to work to entertain them and to keep them going. And are you still there, LaShira?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hello? Okay, because I'm having like a weird buzzing noise, and I just wanted to make sure. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't get disconnected, and that was you trying to call me back. So I started. I'm an idiot, so it would be. I could totally be doing that. I could be sitting here having a conversation with myself. But I started blogging, and then there was the idea to write books. You know, then the audience said, you know, how about you write books? Because at that point, I'd written, I think I have 600 blog posts, everything from the lady who cut me off in traffic to, you know, room moms that drive me nuts to politics, celebrities, anything. It's like free therapy. You know, I talked about that I couldn't afford therapy, and so I would just get on there and I would vent my spleen, and then I'd feel better and I'd go about my day. And so then I started writing books and publishing books, and now I'm getting ready to put out my third People I Want to Punch in the Throat book. This one is Working with People I Want to Punch in the Throat, and it's all the crazy jobs I've had.
You have hit a gold mine. You have, because as I said earlier, there are also, you know, there are people I know through our lives that we have envisioned, and we probably actually not with a person, but we may have physically acted it out, maybe with a brush. It may have been with a wig, clipping your weave or your hair. But you have to go by, because there are people you like, oh, my God. And, you know, I used to work with a young lady when I lived in Atlanta, and she was like, I was going to punch in the throat. I was going to punch in the throat. And, you know, and when I started, like, reading your book, I was like, oh, my God. Because, you know, there are some people who can get on our nerves, and they can be sweet as can be. But, you know, that coworker that always wants to say, one more thing, when you're in the staff meeting and you're ready to go, like when you literally have your keys in your hand,
yep,
and you have your pocketbook on your shoulder and they want to ask questions and everybody's giving them the eye, oh, yeah, that is a punch in the throat moment.
We hate
for
that
sure.
Guy.
Yeah, what if like, I know yeah, that guy.
Oh,
sure.
I just have one more
Sarah,
question, boss. Just one more question.
It.
No, you don't. No,
yeah,
meeting's adjourned.
One more question. Or the person who reiterate what the facilitator had already stated 5 minutes ago, and you like, oh my gosh, you know.
Thanks,
oh
Bob. We
gosh.
Got that.
Yes.
we got that the first time, Phil. Thank you. No, yeah, I have that. I have like the guy who, you know, the woman who brings her, you know, I don't know, tuna salad in and eats it, you know, in the office for lunch, and now the whole office stinks. You know, thanks so much.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who plans a meeting, those are my. The meetings were my favorite, where it was like, hey, Jen, we need to get together and have a quick meeting because we're going to have a meeting on Friday, and I just want to talk about what we're going to talk about at the meeting. And I'm thinking, like, shouldn't we talk about that on Friday at the meeting? So, but I've told so many stories in that book that I need everyone to buy it because I will never be hired again by corporate America. Like, they just will not take me back, I'm afraid. So this is it. Like, I'm either going to write or I'm going to die. I don't know.
Now, how can people, what can they expect out of this book? Now, we know that you're known for being hilarious and your wit, but what can people expect? Can they expect good laughs? Can they expect some serious moments? Can they expect a combination? What will your readers gain from reading this book?
Right. I think, you know, early on somebody described me as that I have an acerbic wit, but with a surprising warmth. That I have a very biting personality and I have a very biting sense of humor. But it always comes from a place of love. Like, I don't make fun of you unless I love you. Like, that's how you know I love you. You know, one of the people who I pick on the most is my husband. And I adore him. But he does some of the dumbest things. And he will say, he's at the point now where he'll say, hey, tell that story about the time I gave you a scale for Mother's Day. That was hilarious. And I'm like, yeah, you sucked that day, but you're right. I'm going to tell that story. So I think that's the thing, you know, some people, I do swear a lot, and some people get a little pearl clutchery over that. I am a mom, and I do say the F word, and sometimes
that
doesn't go together.
I call it the Sunday school word.
It's surprisingly, I have a lot of pastors and Sunday school teachers who read me, so it doesn't bother them. They can get around that. They can look past that. But I think that I always try to tell a very funny story, a very entertaining story, and I try to tell a story that I think is something that we can all relate to, or that we can laugh at together. And that's really my goal always, is to make everybody laugh. I just want to make you laugh, and I want you to feel like you're not alone. I think with the working book, it's probably not as much of feeling not so much alone. That's more the blog and my first book, the People I Want to Punch in the Throat book. That was more about reaching out to people who maybe don't feel like they fit in, and maybe don't feel like those perfect moms that you see on Pinterest and Instagram and that sort of thing. But the working one is more just a bunch of funny stories. Yeah.
And you know what? And we need some laughter. We really do need some laughter. I'm going to take a call from 910-494. You're on the air. Thanks for calling me. And do you have a question or comment for Jen? Hello? Call from 910-494.
No, I'm sorry. Actually, I called to listen in, and it is quite hilarious. I made a mistake.
Oh,
and
you
did not. Yes. Yeah. So please forgive me.
You know what? You know what people do. People do that all the time. But if you just want to listen, because I have people that say I press one, but don't put me on the air. And sometimes I recognize numbers, so they're my regular listeners. But if you have a question or comment, or if you want to know how to support her, this is your time. So you feel free. You can do anything you want today.
Well, I'm just going to sit and listen, and I'm sure she'll give that information before the talk is over. But I do appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you for allowing me to.
Yeah, I do have one or two questions that people are inboxing me, because a lot of people are shy. You know, a lot of times when people have New York Times bestselling, when I have New York Times bestselling authors or some of the most popular authors or people who have some type of celebrityism, I'm making up that word, but who are well-known people, often, you know, kind of shy away. And I was like, girl, sometimes I interview people to make you feel better. I have on a hair bonnet and smeared lipstick. So you feel free. That's one thing about doing blog talk versus the blog. We don't have to look our best. All we have to do is ask questions. So I have one question from my inbox. Okay. They want to know if you plan on writing a book that is more fiction versus telling stories or being funny. Do you have that in the works?
Right. So actually, I have a fiction book that is published. It's called My Lame Life, and it's a YA book. My kids now are 10 and 12, and about a year ago, they asked me to write a book that they could read that they would enjoy. And so I wrote this fiction book, and it's going to be a series. I'm working on the second book right now, but it's a series of fiction books, and it's humor, but it is fiction. It's still funny. I had a nice email from a librarian about it. She said that she was glad to have a book that doesn't have dead kids, dragons, or drugs in it. And so, and she's like, you know, we just need a book where we can just laugh. And once again, I'm trying to just write something to entertain and make people laugh. And so, but of course, my kids don't like it. My kids, it's a little too, I took a lot from them, like their experiences and things that have happened to them that I thought was funny, and I sort of put that in there, and they're not pleased. They're not entertained. They're just like, Mom, oh my God.
They're like, Mom, are you talking about me?
Pretty much. You know, I told you that in confidence. Okay, well, too bad. I used it. So, so it's My Lame Life. But I'm working on a women's fiction as well. I'd like to do a women's fiction. I would love to write some sort of Bridget Jones diary kind of thing that, you know, like a really funny women's fiction.
I can really see that. I can see that, and we will all have a good laugh. Another question is, do you plan on going on a physical book tour and discussing your book?
I do, actually. So Working With People I Want to Punch in the Throat is coming out on September 12th. And on September, I think, 15th or something, 16th, I leave on book tour. And I'm hitting 20 cities across the country. I'm going east, not west, though. I'm going to Denver is about as far. I live in Kansas City. So I'm going about, Denver is about as far west as I'm going. And but everything is on my blog, peopleiwantapunchinthethroat.com, in the events tab. I've self-published this book, and so I don't have a publisher behind me this time, you know, to support me on a tour. And when my readers asked me if I was going on tour, I said, you know, well, I was like, you guys, that's just, it's tough, and, you know, it's expensive, and it's a lot of work to plan. And so I said, I tell you what, if you guys plan it and you pre-sell 25 tickets before I get there, I'll come to your city. And so I've got 20 cities on the list of my fabulous readers who stepped up and planned a stop for me. And so some places I'm stopping at libraries, and some places we're doing, like, girls' night out at the bar, and just all kinds of various stops along the way. But if I would love to see some of your listeners on the way, and please check it out and join us. It'd be a fun time.
Now, can you reiterate where people can find this information about the tour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's at www.peopleiwanttopunchinthethroat.com, and it's on the event. I have an events tab there, and you just click that, and it will take you to the dates and the cities. And when you click the city, it'll take you to all the information and where to buy your ticket.
Now, I know a lot of people are like, well, how can I connect with her? So how can people find you on social media?
I am really, really easy to find on social media. If you can't find me, then you're doing something wrong. I've tried to make it so easy. So I have, I'm on Facebook, and I have People I Want to Punch in the Throat has a page on Facebook. I also have a page called I Just Want to Pee Alone, and that is the title of an anthology that I published a few years ago. And so that has a Facebook page. And both of those pages, and I have another Facebook page called You Know It Happens at Your House Too. And all three of those pages have over a million people following combined. And so those are the places to find sort of the blog and what's going on with me professionally. But if you want to just connect with me personally, you can also find me on Facebook as just Jen Mann. My profile is wide open to the public, and anyone can friend me or follow me. Facebook only lets me have 5,000 friends, and I'm usually maxed out, but I can have unlimited followers. And if you follow me, you don't miss anything that I post. I miss seeing what you had for dinner tonight, but you don't miss what I had for dinner tonight. So you can see all that. And then I'm on Twitter, which is where I connected with you, Lashira's, on Twitter, and I'm at throat_punch. And I have to say, Twitter, I don't do a lot. I find Twitter very difficult because I'm very, very wordy. And with their character limitations, it's very hard.
140 characters, it's hard.
It is really hard. And so you find me on there mostly just retweeting things that, you know, other funny things that other people have said in a more succinct way than I can. Or you find me, I get very political over there. And so... that might not be the best place to follow me if you don't want to hear me rant against Washington, D.C. right now. And then I'm on Instagram, and I'm at – and that's at – those are the initials of the book, People I Want to Punch in the Throat. So it's like P-I-W-T-P-I-T-T is what I am. And you can do hashtag GenMan or hashtag People I Want to Punch in the Throat and find me on Instagram. Instagram I don't do – I do some on Instagram. It's a lot more books and things like that. I keep my children and my husband private. I keep them. I don't show pictures of them. And so it's kind of a little harder on Instagram because, you know, everyone's doing their cute kids and back to school. I need to get a dog or something so I can photograph my dog.
And the dog. I was about to say, like, an animal. Yeah, I would think a dog. Yeah, a dog.
Yeah.
They're always with the little puppy eyes, sad puppy eyes. I can see that. Now, how can people support your upcoming project? What are the platforms they can buy the book?
Right. So, again, if you go to peopleiwantapunchinthethroat.com, there's a tab called Buy My Books, and you can see all my books there in all the different locations. But I am on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, Nook, iTunes, Kobo. I mean, if there's one I haven't heard of, let me know
anywhere.
And I'll get on there. Yeah, I'm trying to get on everywhere, but I'm pretty wide. Some of the books can be found also in bookstores. Some of them are, I'm hybrid, so I have some that are traditionally published and some that are self-published. And so my traditionally published can be found in bookstores like Barnes & Noble or Books A Million, but my self-pubbed are online.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for coming on Read You Later. I want to thank you for being the awesome, hilarious chick that you are and being a maverick and showing that moms can rock and we can have wit and have fun. So once again, just share the title of your blog where people can purchase tickets to your event, know where you're coming in their city, or perhaps invite you to their book club or their gathering.
Right. So people, I want to punch in the throat.com. Please find me.
And that is so easy and catchy. And we want to thank
yeah.
you for coming on Read You Later. And we wish you tons of success on your upcoming release and have a wonderful evening. And from my house to yours, Read You Later. Keep reading, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Thank you so much, LaShear. I really appreciate this.
Oh, no problems. I appreciate you coming on and being you.